were behind him as Trader and Abe propelled the wounded young men into the next world.
Got him?
Yeah. Not sure if he's bought the farm yet.
Go find out, Ryan.
For a moment, Ryan hesitated, feeling an odd mix of emotions. But there wasn't time to stop and analyze them. He went on, keeping low, ready for a second shot. But the man was dead. A clean headshot had blown away most of the left side of his face. From the matted white hair, it looked like he could have been the father of the two teenagers. And he was wearing the same coat that Ryan had spotted up on the ridge. A single-shot smoothbore musket lay close by his corpse. There was no sign of the dog. Ryan noticed that the dead man had been crippled and wore a built-up boot on his left leg. There was nothing worth taking off the man's body, so Ryan turned on his heel and rejoined the others, finding Trader quickly going through the pockets of the teenagers. Abe reloaded his Colt Python.
Was it the man off the ridge, Ryan?
Reckon so. Must have shown himself as a decoy, set our minds at ease, then looped around behind us under the cover of the old interstate. Nice plan. It could have worked.
Trader straightened, wincing and holding the small of his back.
Bastard rheumatiz. Not a thing worth removing from these stoop kids.
JB had brushed himself down, taking off his spectacles and peering closely at the lenses, making sure that they hadn't been muddied or scratched by his fall. He replaced them on the narrow bridge of his nose, then checked the action of the Uzi. Ryan had also reloaded his six-hour P226 with two more rounds of 9mm ammo, slotting them into the mag with its push-button release.
Did I hear right?
What?
They say they ran a ranch?
They told us they had horses. We could use them to get us down to New Mexico.
If that's where we're going.
Trader gazed at Ryan, his face showing no hint of any emotion. The one-eyed man knew his old leader, knew that this was one of his typical tests. He was pushing to see what sort of a response he'd get from Ryan.
It's where I'm going. I'm not saying you have to come along.
Haven't changed, you son of a bitch. Let's go find this spread, and then we can talk.
By mid-afternoon, they'd found the ranch, precisely where the two teenagers had described it. Trader ordered a careful approach in case of a further trap. He went around the back to the left, with Ryan doing the same from the north. JB and Abe worked their way up the main trail, past a stubbled field, a pair of barns, an empty corral, and a neatly maintained vegetable garden, to the white frame house that stood four square on the side of a gentle hill. Smoke seeped from its chimney, but there was no one home. Trader kicked in the back door, Armalite at the ready. Ryan covered him from behind a water trough, 4 inches thick in ice. The others waited for the shout, hunkered down at the side of the larger barn. A rich stew simmered slowly on the stove, great chunks of meat, so sinewy that they all agreed it had to be buffalo, with carrots and pieces of unidentifiable root vegetables. There was fresh bread in the larder, and a crock of butter. Jars of preserves and pickles lined the shelves in the cool walk-in pantry, and a smoked ham dangled from an iron hook.
Whoa, I never seen such a tidy house. Curtains are clean, there's spotless sheets on the bed, everything's polished so you can see your face.
There was a stripped pine dresser that looked at least 200 years old, with a set of matching crockery. A drawer in the kitchen table was filled with silver-mounted cutlery. Glasses twinkled on another shelf, along with a row of sized copper pans. JB laid his fedora on one of the chairs, shaking his head as he looked around.
Dark night. Just the neatest place I ever saw.
Ryan was admiring a row of rifles and shotguns, each on its own set of brackets, alongside a superb wall clock that he reckoned was even older than the dresser.
I wish Christy and the others were with us. And Doc. They'd all appreciate this.
Trader sat on a maroon chaise lounge, resting his muddied boots on a fringed white cushion.
Could stay here a few days. Plenty of food.
I want to get back to New Mexico as soon as we can.
We'll see about that, Ryan.
No. We best get this sorted now, Trader. I can't tell you what it means to me, and to JB here, to meet up with you again after all those long months. But the tide's been in and out a few times. No war wags with crews to back us up, parked around the last bend in the highway. Right here and now, there's just the four of us.
The silence stretched on and on. Ryan stared at Trader, unwilling to shift his gaze, knowing from long experience that the older man would interpret it as a sign of weakness.
Ryan's right, Trader.
Trader nodded to himself.
Now which one is the bear and which one is tugging on the bear's chain? Guess it never mattered much. And it doesn't matter much now.
He stood and took two steps toward Ryan, then stopped.
Likely we'll talk about this again, soon. But for now, I think I'm gonna put a light to that pile of logs waiting in the hearth there.
The evening passed all too quickly, with reminiscences from all four men, overlaid with bringing one another up to date with what had been happening during the missing times. Ryan told about his relationship with Christy and the unexpected finding of his son, Dean. Trader had nodded at that particular story.
Yeah, I remember Sharona. That sort of a bitch makes a young man come in his britches, and an old man wish that he was a young man again.
Ryan also talked about Jack Lauren, how they'd met in the bayous, the way the lad had settled down with a wife and a child, and how things had turned against him. Trader poured himself another shot of the milky moonshine that he discovered in a closet in the main bedroom of the house.
Some men get snake eyes all their life, and some don't.
As the darkness gathered around them and the fire burned with the brightness that told of a frost outside, Ryan began to realize the Trader wasn't all that interested in what had been happening when he wasn't there himself. Nor was he keen to talk about what he'd been doing since he disappeared. He wouldn't elaborate on the mysterious Native American who'd been around the deep forest at the time that he'd taken the long walk. Ryan had seen him clearly, could recreate him from his memory. Elderly, shy of medium height, hair as bright as polished silver, tied back in two long braids with scraps of vermilion ribbon. The man wore a robe of animal skins, decorated with a fantastic and complicated pattern of multicolored silken threads. His eyes had been set deep in sockets of wind-washed bone, and there had been a single feather, white as snow, in his hair. All Trader would say was that the old man had been a shaman.
Silver Lightfeet was what they called him. He was the one first gave me an Indian name. Man who walks without friends. I went with him because I thought I was on the last stretch of my life's highway.
You left us a letter. Didn't know you could write.
Trader grinned at JB.
You know better than that, friend. I never rightly mastered the skill of putting little black scratches on paper. Got myself a scribbler out of moxon to do it for me.
I can remember most of it. You went on about how you were dying with that rad cancer eating out your guts.
Trader stared into the fire's glow, straining for the memory.
This is me saying goodbye and the best of luck. If it goes the way I want, I'll just walk away in the night. Don't come after me. I asked you not to follow me. Not anyone. And then I finished saying that you and JB were to look out for each other.
We've done that.
Then old Abe here got the itch to come and start digging under the boulders.
The little gunner shrugged.
Too many whispers that you hadn't gone on the last wag west. I even started to hear him in my sleep. So...
Ryan glanced at his cron, looking for something to do during the sudden silence.
Close to midnight. At least you know where we've been and what we've all been doing, Trader. Can't say the same about you.
Shaman held a singing ceremony for me. Sweated in a kiva with peyote and sand paintings and all that shit. All that shit saved my life. Said he found what was wrong in my heart that caused the rad cancer in my guts. I'd always figured it'd been living too long in some pest hole rad hotspot in the deserts.
Nothing else you want to tell us about? Like where you wandered?
I've been up to the snowtops of the Rockies and down the length of the old Sippy. From the great Atlantic to the wide blue Pacific. Highlands and lowlands. Came to a time when the hills didn't seem to get any taller. Just that the valleys were getting deeper and deeper.
It's been the longest journey, Trader. Trouble is, we can't just get us into a gateway and jump back to the others in New Mexico. Gonna have to make it on foot, or with what we can find or steal.
There are horses out back. I don't like riding much, but they could set us well on the way. And we don't need any gas with them.
Ryan had already decided, within minutes of their arrival at the isolated ranch, that the animals in the barn and corral would be their passport.